This is HMM correspondent Alexis Goldsmith, and we are talking with Jane Williams, chair of the Sierra Club National Clean Air Team. Sierra Club joined with Earth Justice and other community groups to file a lawsuit on Thursday, February 20th, over the Department of Defense shipping firefighting foam to be burnt at various incinerators across the country, including the Norlite facility in Cohoes. Jane, could you please tell us who the plaintiffs in this case are and why are you suing the Department of Defense and these various incinerators?
Okay, so the plaintiffs are the Sierra Club, United Congregations of Metro East, which has community members that live near the Sage incinerator in Illinois. Also, Save Our County, which has members that live under the smokestack of the Heritage Incinerator in East Liverpool, Ohio. And then Community Empower and Development, whose community members live under the smokestack of the Veolia Incinerator in Port Arthur, Texas. And then the Sierra Club has a number of its own members that live near the incinerator in Deer Park, Texas, Arkadelphia, Arkansas, El Dorado, Arkansas, and in Grafton, Ohio, near the Ross incinerator. So those are the parties and where the smokestacks are, and of course then also the Norlite facility, which you are most interested in New York. So we, about a year ago, inquired as to what the DOD was planning to do with the AFFF aqueous film-forming foam fire suppressant that it had stockpiled for a number of years. And we found out that they were planning on burning it. So we did a lot of investigation and found these community groups that cared about these incinerators and other Sierra Club members that lived near these incinerators. And we did a Freedom of Information Act request for the Department of Defense so that we could learn where they were actually sending the waste to. Well, the Department of Defense took a long time to get back to us. And when they finally did get back to us just very recently is when the Norlite facility was not on the original list of facilities that were approved by the Defense Logistics Agency, the contracting agency for the Department of Defense. It was only when we received the manifest information back from the DOD that we discovered that Norlite, which is owned by Trade-A-Bee, and some of the original DOD contracts were granted to Trade-A-Bee to send waste to Cohoes, New York.
The case challenges the U.S. Department of Defense failure to conduct any environmental review and to comply with applicable environmental requirements before approving the incineration of millions of gallons of toxic firefighting foam, PFAS, also known as forever chemicals. How did you come to that conclusion?
Well, we actually asked the Department of Defense for information on their environmental analysis under the National Environmental Policy Act. And they responded back to our information request saying that they had not done such an analysis.
So they green-lighted the incineration of these toxic PFAS forever chemicals without any environmental review.
Precisely.
How does this violate the National Environmental Policy Act and the National Defense Authorization Act?
So the National Environmental Policy Act applies to decisions made by the Department of Defense. And what the National Environmental Policy Act requires is that you take a look at the impact of your decision on the environment and you look at alternatives to whatever activity you're proposing. So that's what NEPA does. They completely did not comply with NEPA at all. Now, the National Defense Authorization Act amendments that were passed in December of 2019 and signed by President Trump opine and give direction to DOD on the incineration of these PFAS chemicals. And DOD sought to constrain the incineration of the chemicals to temperatures at incinerators that DOD would know completely destroyed the chemicals. The Department of Defense has done no analysis, to our knowledge, of whether the incinerators are even destroying the chemicals at all, much less at what percentage, what destruction removal efficiency they are. And there's also a clause in the National Defense Authorization Act that directs the Department of Defense to protect environmental justice and our most vulnerable communities, which clearly the Norlite incinerator being right across the street from a low-income housing project would fit that bill, would fit into that. And the Department of Defense has failed to even analyze if where it is sending its waste to has an impact on a vulnerable community, and if it does, how it would reduce that impact.
Do we have any idea of just how much firefighting foam and PFAS the Department of Defense intends to burn?
Millions of pounds.
And your case explicitly states that this really doesn't make sense because firefighting foam is designed to not burn, and when it does burn, it releases the PFAS into the air along with other toxic chemicals. Can you explain what the hazards of PFAS in the air are and what some of the other chemicals that might be released?
PFAS-type chemicals are very resistant to heat. It's precisely the reason they were manufactured, because they resist breaking down under heat. And so they don't really burn. They are blown out of the stack. Now, from the evidence that we have from the Chemours facility in Fayetteville, where some of these chemicals were originally created, when chemical manufacturing facilities emit these chemicals into the air, they actually come down through a process known as wet deposition or dry deposition and go onto the soil. And once they hit that soil, they like water. They are lipophilic. They're water-loving. So they quickly want to be with water. So they will either end up in surface waters or they will actually dive through the ground and end up in drinking water. So at the Fayetteville plant in North Carolina, groundwater drinking wells within many miles of the plant have been contaminated because of airborne deposition from that facility's emissions. So we're very concerned that you're just blowing these chemicals out of smokestack and that you're going to end up with this depositional problem and end up contaminating drinking water resources in the impacted communities.
And once the environment, the air, the soil, and the water is contaminated with these chemicals, can anything be done to clean them up?
Well, you know, then you would have to, you know, the irony is that these chemicals are in a 55-gallon drum someplace now, say in a fire station or, you know, at a military base, and they're isolated from the environment. The irony is we're, like, trucking them, you know, miles and miles and miles across the United States to a facility like Norlite and then blowing them out of smokestack and then dispersing them all over the environment. And once you've done that, it's going to be extraordinarily difficult to round up all those molecules again and very expensive. Once the molecules are rounded up, whether it's in water filters or in contaminated soils, we do have some ideas on how to actually destroy them as opposed to just disperse them, which is what's happening now. And that's mainly through our nation's efforts to destroy the chemical weapons stockpile. When we signed on to an international treaty about 15 years ago to destroy our nation's chemical weapons stockpiles, we actually created new technologies to destroy those stockpiles. And some of the chemical warfare agents have a cyanide fluorine bond that is very similar to the carbon fluorine bond that are in PFAS chemicals. And we are hopeful that if DOD would actually do the analysis that NEPA would have required, that they would have been able to identify that these newer cutting edge technologies would be much better at actually destroying the chemicals instead of just releasing them into the environment.